Hi, I'm Kim Paul.
Hi, Kim. I'm Paul Slackus. Nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, as always.
This is Kim. You have great energy. You're smiling, and this is a great day. So, Kim, tell us a little bit of, share some good news with us.
Some good news? I'm here in Central Park.
And, you know, actually...
I'm riding a bicycle, okay. Even though I can barely see and barely hear. I think that's incredible.
So you lost your eyesight and hearing at some time, or were you born with this?
I was born with the condition. It's known as Usher syndrome type 2, and what it means is that I have tunnel vision, which is a progressive genetic condition. And then along with it, I have severe hearing loss, which is why I have this microphone, so I can hear and be more included with the world around me instead of being so isolated as I was most of my life. I got my first hearing aid when I was 4. At age 18, I found out about the tunnel vision and that I was going blind. And technology and the goodness of people that are volunteers that want to make my quality of life better is just transforming me.
And that's like everybody around you. Oh, that's your dog,
lovely,
right?
Lovely golden retriever, Gemma. She has given me the most independence. She's from Leader Dogs in Michigan, and we are just having a blast being independent and enjoying life here in New York City. I have my first career because of her, and I'm meeting all these amazing people and socializing and being physically active in ways I never could do before alone. So it's awesome to have so many Americans who do things together and want to have my back and make me have a great life.
Oh, you are such a blessing in this world. I mentioned that we are involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace. Kim, maybe mention your name again. What does peace mean to you?
Peace to me is how I feel when I am surrounded in daily life by people who have my back. I relax and I feel peaceful because I know that there is support, that human beings care about one another and want to give quality of life to others and be selfless in order to make me able to do actually the same thing, and I'm able to give back to society, and it's just that to me is peace.
Why do I think Emma is part of that giving back and having your back? Is that so?
Say that again?
Emma also.
Gemma? Yep.
Oh, Gemma is part of that.
Of course, covering because she leads the way. And to me, one of the amazing things that a guide dog does over a white cane. So when I had a white cane, no one talked to me. And I was very, very isolated. And then I got my leader dog, Gemma, and I'm able to give her a command to take me to a door. And I cannot tell you how much freedom that gives me.
Of course.
I can leave a room or a building. I can enter a room and a building. And that gives me, makes me feel human, because before I felt caged. And now that's the life that she gives me. And as a result of having obtained my guide, my beautiful Gemma, I am working. I am living independently. I am traveling, I am making friends, I am becoming a great advocate for independence and employment and inclusion, and life is great.
Oh, you are fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.